Now, in order for you to maintain tonight, there are some things that are going to be revealed to you. If we don't take a few moments and pray in the Spirit, you ain't going to be able to handle it. From the scripture wise, as well as a manifestation has been revealed, that the revelations and the anointing works. It's not just having revelation or anointing, you got to have manifestation. That's sad. You know, you try to take a horse somewhere and you're leading him and you're pulling him and he's pulling back the other way and you had some food for him. And he didn't know. He thought you wanted to ride him. So these moments in the Spirit. Now, I said, if anybody not filled with the Spirit in the house, and then we'll take care of your own line too. We're speaking in tongues because it's a shifting territory. I never did it before. But it seemed like in this initial apostolic transfer is being done in here this week. We got to make sure you on a right spiritual line. And if anybody can do it, it's the Holy Ghost. It don't take him long. Many of you are going to be so shocked tonight. You're going to be shocked what great thing the Lord would do in your life if you obey him. Powerful. It's powerful. I'm not going to call no name, but I'm going to reveal what happened. And you're going to be shocked. And so I need you to pray in the Holy Ghost a few more so you won't be so shocked, because it's a reality.
Yes, sir.
You see, and then we'll come to a point, we're going to find out that in Ephesians, it just wasn't a prayer. We're going to find out that the apostles started decreeing. If it was a prayer, it was a decreeing prayer. And we're going to see at that point, the dynamics of being able to decree things in the Spirit, in prayer. Which we're going to talk about apostolic decreeing prayer.
Yes, sir.
You're praying it and saying it at the same time.
Yes.
You're praying it, saying it, and taking it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. At the same time. You heard that? Praying, saying, and taking it at the same time. In other words, whatever you're praying and whatever you're saying, got to obey you. Because you're harmonized with God. And when you come in harmony with God, all that he owns starts shifting in your direction, because your faith has the power to cause it to move. I prayed these prayers many, many years. And the Lord says, when you get to that 20th verse, he's not praying, he's decreeing. So some apostolic decreeing going to come on you tonight. In other words, it's not whether it's going to happen or not going to happen. It's going to happen right up in here. You know, a lot of arrangements can be made for you, no matter what state you're from, online, where you are, what country you're from. A lot of arrangements can be made in the Spirit. Ooh, glory to God. A lot of arrangements can be made in the Spirit. A lot of arrangement or being made in the Spirit. I just want Flatfoot to say to you, it's our time. It's the church time. It's the child of God time. You understand? And it's not just inside. It's outside too. God wants you to manifest. Well, you got it? So let's take this 3 minutes. If there's anybody who needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost, come on, because my brother was up there. I didn't know he'd come to be filled. You need to fill with the Holy Ghost, speak with tongue. We're going to do 3 minutes right now to get us in shape. Go ahead. Put it. Getting ready. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Get me ready. This is my night. Say, this is my night. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shatatarababa. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Andaraka shatara. Glory to God. Glory to God. Talalababa satarayeti. All right, now I'm going to let you remain standing. I'm going to release what happened today in the meeting this morning. A lady made contact with my secretary. And she said, tell Apostle I don't want to be known who I am, but I want to give $50,000. Now, see that being you. Now, I'm going to tell you why. She says she's been watching me since 1999 to 2000. You see, she's watching her TV and the antenna. That's how broke she was. The antenna wasn't working right, but they turned it so she can catch me. And she told me, you were heavier. Look at me straight now. I said, you was heavier then. I got some shocking news. She watched, and she said, I jumped, and I said, what, Chantel?
I'm heavy. I'm walking heavy.
I'm walking heavy. And you got a right to be prosperous, right?
You don't have to be broke.
See, I was shouting.
Yeah.
I'm walking heavy. And she said, I was heavy. I said, you don't have to be broke. And she took a hold of it. And in my conversation with her, she sold the 50,000. And in my conversation with her, my daughter-in-law, and one of my sons, she looked at me straight in the eye. She says, I'm worth 25 million now. She said, this year it'll be 26 million.
Yeah.
From zero.
Yes, sir.
Sit down. Father, thank you for your word. I want to repeat these words because I want you down. Framing your ministry in apostolic authority. All right, I'm going to go further now. I want you to get this. Putting and keeping the apostolic anointing in place at all times. And I'm going to say one more thing that I want you to get. And you have to understand this, that you're going into new territory. It is the highest anointing of spiritual government. It is the highest anointing of spiritual government. Open your Bibles again to Ephesians chapter 3. We were dealing with praying apostolic prayers properly. And we was in Ephesians 3 this morning. We're going back in Ephesians 3 because I see it on a whole new scale of power.
Yes.
Because when you're talking about an apostolic prayer and then you talk about an apostolic decree, now you got to understand, decreeing is an official order issued by legal authority.
Yes, sir.
Decreeing is an official order issued by a legal authority.
Yes, sir.
So the calling on the apostle is a legal authority.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit world.
Yes, sir.
The call thing that be not as though they were.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, when we get to Ephesians 3 here again, I want to go back over it because I want to get down to that 20th verse and where we stopped off, because there's a whole lot more to see and a whole lot more to understand and a whole lot more to receive. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
As a minister, you can't see yourself as a regular person.
That's right. That's right.
You have a divine assignment that God will back you up. You don't have to be begging and watching all these little different TV shows and all that. Get with God.
Yes, sir.
I showed you here in Darrow.
Yes.
I mean, you're some of y'all from big state, big cities. We don't know about no cities yet.
Yes, sir.
Blow your horn, pull side of the street, and pull off. That's all we know. But I stand before you as a wealthy man. Now, Lord, can you handle this? When she told me what she was, I never blinked my eyes. Yo, yeah?
Yes, sir.
somebody got to say it's working.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got to have some manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got to have some demonstration.
Yes, sir.
We can't keep talking about it. Something got to happen.
Yes,
testify.
Yes, sir.
The minister's got to go there. And then the members will follow.
Yes,
are you listening to me?
Yes,
don't get upset when your pastor starts getting blessed.
Yes,
that's a signal you're almost there.
Yes,
because who you follow,
yes,
you become just like them. I don't want me to preach up there yet. You understand? Don't try to hold him down to a certain level. Let him flow. Let him go. He's going to what? You know what he's going to do when he gets there? He's going to turn around. Come on. Come on. Now, some theologian or smart preacher couldn't handle what I'm about to say. They really wouldn't understand, but I heard it just now in my spirit. God said, I'm about to show off. I'm about to take some of my children who's paying attention, and I'm going to show off with them, and it's not just going to be in the spirit. They're going to show off every kind of way. Abraham was constantly showing off. Sit down. Let's work a little bit. Whew.
Hallelujah.
So an apostolic akatine monkey sibro nany rebro nekes gumambanisa shapre ekiskube vrenetico sa shaka. An apostolic anointing is coming off on you. That's why he sent you here. We're supposed to be in this thing together.
Yes,
and we're supposed to respect each other.
Yes,
and any branches that you have in your ministry that wasn't right, supposed to be cut off in this meeting. Anything that was holding your tree from producing has to be removed up in here by the power. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Things are happening right now while we... Write the word proof down. Proof. We need some proof.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we don't just need a whole lot of scriptures. You know, some of y'all can quote scriptures all night long. We need some proof.
Yes, sir.
Evident. Is that scripture working in your life?
Right.
Proof. Say proof.
Proof.
Yeah, we the Lord wants us to prove him. Sit down. So we're dealing with praying apostolic prayers properly. And this 14th verse says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the apostle praying, you see, in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. It's a whole thing, you see. And we know that the love of Christ which passes all, passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I was sitting in one of my rooms in home, in the master suite, big room. Some of them boys been in it. They know it's a big room. And he said to me, now, read verse 20 again, he said. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power. He said he's not praying no more. He's decreeing now. It's a decreeing prayer.
Yes,
it's not no begging. It's not that it might happen.
Now.
Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all.
Yes, sir.
He's able to do it.
Yes.
And he's decreeing it, as I told you, decreeing is an official statement. Here's a question the Holy Spirit will ask you. Why are you decreasing when you could be decreeing? The Holy Spirit just asked that question. Why so many in the body of Christ is on the decrease, and when they have the ability to decree? Then I'm hearing again now. You probably never heard this before, because I never heard it. You the boss. God said, I can't decide what you have.
Yeah.
I've already decided.
Yeah.
And I've said it in your name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My Lord. My Lord. Look at Job 22:28.
Yes, sir.
Job, put it online for me, son. Job 22:28. Thou shalt also what? Decree a thing. And it shall be unto thee. What you want to decree? And the light shall shine upon thy way. Are you really a decreer? Do you say it like you already have it? You're going to do it after tonight. Nothing too big, nothing too much. Understand that. Come from under and get on top. Go back to the 20th verse now. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in God. According to the power that worketh in Jesus. According to the power that worketh in your pastor. According to the power that worketh in the apostle. No, according to the power that worketh in us. I got power on the inside of me. Your ministry must not stay normal. You hear me now? The Lord told me. Your ministry must not stay normal. Your ministry must not be laughed at by the town. They can't laugh here. We own 600 acres of land. When every time you laugh, you see another piece of land. So that's for that church over there. I decree tonight that you're going to begin to take more territory, though. I decree when you leave here, your ministry is going to be in another flow. I decree the spirit of abundance on you right now. And all you want to do is believe and open your mouth. There are some things that God wants you to make happen. I can't do it unless you decree it. Lord, I'm your man. You better say something. You better say something. You did not come here just to hear a man. You want to shout? Manifestation is wrapping its arm around you right now. You heard that? Manifestation is wrapping its arm around you right now. You are going to manifest like an apostle. The head of spiritual government in the kingdom. That type of anointing is getting on you. People are going to want to do you a favor and don't know why. Say, I just got to do something for you. I don't know you, but I just got to do something for you. Holy Ghost keep telling me these things. He told me to tell you, all traps are tripped. Everything was set to be a trap for your ministry. Anybody trying to set you up, the trap is tripped by the power of the Holy Ghost. Y'all got to make more noise than that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. You want me to tell you what's going on now? Huh? I hear bells ringing. In the spirit. Victory bell. Victory bell. Victory bell. Ringing. Right now, I hear victory bells. I can hear them. I hear them ringing right now. Tell three people I'm going in my victory. Right now. Hallelujah. 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 Prophesied, the Spirit of God says, tell them promotion is coming for all their devotion. Many of y'all have been devoted for many years, have been devoted people for many years. God said he about to show you something. He about to promote you like never before. You about to go places you've never been before because of your devotion. Huh? Hear me. Hear me. The decision has been made. And when God makes a decision, nobody can stop it. Are you listening? Yes, sir. I receive, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just trying to read the voice. I receive, sir. Just trying to read the voice. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Just trying to read the voice. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We find out it's not a prayer. It's a decree. All you got to do is read it out loud and meditate and read it again and read it again, and it's going to take off.
Yes, yes, sir.
I feel it in the atmosphere. Been here before, baby. Been here many times. I sense what's going on up in here. Y'all came here ready.
Yes, sir.
You didn't come here to be serenaded.
Hallelujah.
Paid in full. Now sit down, y'all sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. Hallelujah. Go back to Ephesians 1 now. This is what the Lord dealing with. The apostle kept aiming to put the blessings on the people. He says in Ephesians 1 now, 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, it's up in here. We just reliving the same thing. Are you following me?
Yes,
I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, glory to God, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Your ministry can't stay small. The girl said, I waste 25 million, 20, what, 20, 20 what? No, it was 25 million, and this year it'd be 26 million. Now I'm about to ask a question. If you don't cut up, I'm a close. Why that can't be you? I want you to forget all your old ancestors and how they live and all that. We ain't talking about that now. We in a new world. We ain't talking about your last name. We ain't talking about the color of your skin. We ain't talking about none of that. We talking about God Almighty. Why that can't be you? Why you can't be out of debt? Why you can have more than enough? The Bible says yours. I'm tired of all this confession without manifestation. I've been doing this for 16 years. It's time for something to happen. They got some good confessors up in here. It's a $1,000 check. Something going on, I'm telling you right now. I can't hardly go no further. I feel a stirring in the spirit. I feel anointed, man. Woo! Come on, son. Yes, yes. I receive your seed. Trying to dress that boy. You're trying to dress that boy. $1,000 seed. You want to shout? Your shopping days are over. The package have arrived. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. Now you record those words, because those words are not coming from Leroy. Record those words and reread them. And watch what happened to your spirit. And watch what happened to your manifestation. And watch what's happened to your demonstration. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh Lord. Well, what would you want me to do, Lord? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Ooh, glory. Short visitation would not be enough. No. I want you to stay in my presence. You remember I said that? No matter what matter who you are, no matter who you are with or where you are, always have something to say. I always have something to say to you. Listen, always be listening. I've been doing that for 50 years. I ask the Lord to keep me out of sin. I've seen many Christians, they were just like sinners. And so when I got saved that morning, you heard the testimony of some of y'all. I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, show me how to live right. I know how to live wrong. And I thought he had not answered me. You remember I said that? But what he done buried me in the Bible. Every day. Hours. Don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for yourself. Because I got evidence, it pays off. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Spend more time with God.
Yes.
I'm not talking about begging. Y'all beg too much.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me some way.
Yes.
Lord said, now what is she talking about?
Yes.
Did she see my son?
Uh-huh.
When they kill him?
Uh-huh.
I was paying for everything then.
Yes.
I was shutting Adam down. I was shutting everybody, the demon, the devil. I was shutting everybody down. Adam, Eve, everything they've done. I shut all that down.
Yes,
sit down.
Yes,
sir. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. That's enough of the prayer now. Preach an apostolic gospel that will set the captive free. This one our main assignment. Don't preach to entertain.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're talking about preaching apostolic gospel. Paul did this thing, man. In 1 Corinthians 2, Paul preached the gospel. He preached the apostolic gospel. Look what he said in 1 Corinthians 2:1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you. Y'all try to talk so proud and have all your words right and your adjectives straight and eloquent words with no anointing. And a classical preacher. You got to have some anointing, man.
Yes,
you got a beautiful outline. Everything's just right.
Uh-huh.
Stumble sometime.
Yes.
Mess up sometime.
Yes.
Say a wrong word sometime.
Yes.
Say it on purpose.
Yes.
So the Holy Ghost can help you.
Yes.
Now in about 10 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. I'm going to show you how that works. You don't have to be all straight and all English wise and all uppity. Just let the Holy Ghost have his way. People get blessed. People get received when you release the Holy Ghost in the proper way. And you get out of the way. Let the Holy Ghost say, hallelujah. Good preaching is anointed. It's not based on your eloquence or how good you can speak. It's based on is the Holy Ghost in it. Paul knocked it out of the ballpark. Paul said in verse 2, for I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. You ain't preaching if the crucifixion not in that. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now the Holy Ghost will walk up in you. Jesus Christ and him crucified. I said Jesus Christ and him crucified. I tell you, all of heaven moving right now. Jesus moving right now. God is moving on the throne. Jesus Christ. And let's magnify Jesus Christ and him crucified. Let's not magnify no man. Let's not magnify no woman. Let's magnify Jesus Christ and him crucified. He did it. I said he did it. Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what it's all about. Jesus Christ. He paid for it all. Jesus Christ and him crucified. I said Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what we got to preach. Yes, preach the cross. Yes, preach the resurrection. Yes. Preach he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Preach that all power is in his hand. In the name of Jesus. They're trying to preach the gospel without Jesus being crucified. They want modern day gospel and preach all these eloquent sentences. No, get back, pull back, pull back. Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. All that old proper preaching, you better preach the cross. He paid it all. He did it for me. Hallelujah, I'm free. That's the way Paul preached. Paul preached the cross. And nothing else to preach. Prosperity is nothing without the cross. Your house, I don't care how nice it is, is nothing without the cross. You're not going to glorify God's son. Your house don't worth a nickel. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care what kind of suit you wear. I don't care what kind of dress you wear. I don't care how big the diamond on your hand. You got to preach the cross, baby. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's the Master. I love Jesus. Woo! I love Jesus. Can you say it? I love Jesus. Say it. Every now and then, tell him you love him. No matter where you are, what you're doing, take time to tell him I love you. Shh. Sit down for a few minutes. Jesus. Now you see what's going to happen? The glory has set over this whole place. I see you, but I see the glory hanging over your head. The glory. I don't know if I can say it got darker, got brighter. It's just the glory that hit this place. You lift the name of Jesus. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We can't do all this preaching and leave Christ out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your ministry has just been changed. The apostle approach is the cross.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm seeing a cloud over this whole church right now. Remember I told you about 15 minutes? It's here now. I see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Come on, let's sit down a minute. Now I'm imparting now. You know that, right? You know you're being imparted to. You recognize there's a fresh anointing getting on you. You understand that, right? You understand your preaching gonna be different.
Yes, sir.
He's up in you.
Yes, sir.
When you honor him, he manifests.
Yes,
this is the kind of preaching we got to do. Verse 2, for I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness. See, that's weakness. And in fear and in much trembling. You can't lose that. And my speech and my preaching, oh my God, were with not enticing words of man wisdom, but how? In the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Up in here right now. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Not of man, not of modernization. No, the Spirit and power. That's what you need. People don't want to hear how your education and your eloquence and how good you can speak. I won't be touched by the hand of the Almighty One. Preach to me. Tell me about him. He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes, I am healed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. The blessing of Abraham is on me right now. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'll never be sick another day in my life. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'll never be unhappy another day in my life. They said they buried him, didn't they?
Yeah.
They buried him?
Yeah.
Oh, but that third day. Oh, I want to shout. Oh, that third day. Somebody say he got up. Ah, he got up out of the grave. He got up out of the grave. All power is in my hand. Free at last, good God. Free at last. Good God Almighty, free at last. See, they don't want to preach like that no more. You got to preach that cross, man. Oh, yeah, you got to preach by the blood. You see how he's settling in you now? Yeah, you see, I feel you feel his presence, don't you? Yeah, thank God for his presence.
Hallelujah!
I had all this before I got a jet. That jet is not the answer. Those jets are not the answer. No, 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 no. I had a revelation of Jesus. And every now and then he get to jumping on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Do you really love him?
Yes.
Tell him you love him right now. Tell him you lift your hand and tell him. Tell Jesus you love him. Say, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, you're welcome. Jesus, come on. And oh Lord, hallelujah. How do you feel his presence? Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Don't tell me I'm not preaching revelation. That's revelation. That's the most revelation you ever gonna get from the word of God. You get all that deep stuff. No, this stuff will change your life. Something got to happen. When you come to the pulpit, stop serving Cracker Jack. Popcorn. Do what the Holy Ghost tell you to do. Now, something going on in you right now. I'm going to close in a few minutes. But something going on in you right now. That's why he wants us to come together. That's why I said 2 months later we'll come back together. Don't be worried about the money.
Yeah.
You're in a money meeting.
Yes, sir.
Lord going to take care of you.
Yes,
he always do, don't he?
Yes,
I'm trying to finish reading you and close. My. Preach, Paul. Fourth verse saying, my speech and my preaching was not but enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, oh Lord, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. I don't care what they come up with, they're going to come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now watch, I'm trying to get somewhere. Which none of the princes of the world knew. For had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But look at verse 9 and 10. Look at verse 9. For that is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God, has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So this life actually is a revelation life. As you spend time with God, God come in the room. Go to talking to you. Revealing things to you. So we're supposed to be living a revealed life. Once you live a revealed life, it turns into a manifestation life. You cannot live on revelation without manifestation. If revelation is flowing in your life, manifestation right behind it. The two flow together. Revelation and manifestation. Did you hear that? Because I'm just getting it. Revelation, then manifestation. Preaching apostolic gospel that will set the captive free. Turn to Acts 16. I'm going to close. Turn to Acts 16. Verse 25. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostolic praise.
Yes, sir.
Apostolic praise. We talk about apostolic prayer. Now I'm going to talk about apostolic praise. You got to know how to praise him when things look like they're not going right. You got to know how to praise him. You got to sing and lift your hand and dance. Even though your flesh telling you nothing going right, but you got to praise him till he show up. Somebody ought to praise him right now. Lift your hand. Praying them till you manifest. Praying them till you touch it. Praying them. Oh, pray. You got to praise them. You got to praise them. Listen. Here's a secret. Listen. I heard a secret. Your midnights in your life are set up for praise. When your life looks like it's not functioning right, start praising him because it's promotion time. Whatever it is, he's going to get it out the way. Now, let me ask you a question. Is anyone in here hearing, that's what I should have done? When that midnight came, did you praise or cry? Lord, why is this happening to me? No, praise me. It happened because of the devil, but I'm about to get you out. Just go ahead on, praise me anyway. Praise me when things don't look right. Praise me, because nothing can stop my praise. Praise has power that you can't find nowhere else. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. You heard that? Did you hear that? Praise got power that you can't get from nowhere else. You hallelujah, glory to God. I bless your name. Oh, you're a good God. Oh, you're a good God. I love you with all my heart. I praise your name. I bless your name. That's one of the most powerful positions you can be in. Y'all come, y'all praise us. Come up here. I believe we're going to praise him a little while now. Y'all get up here. Sing like you're out your mind. I think we need to praise him right here. I think some gifts going to be flowing in this place tonight. I think some manifestation going to flow in this place tonight as we praise him. And just, you know, just got all this crazy stuff going on. I'm talking about real praise.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all, come on, dog. Some of y'all are a little stubborn. Y'all don't praise. Y'all don't praise. Y'all be looking at other people. All right, daughter. All right. That's a $500 check. Don't you think we need to praise him a little bit? Huh? Let me ask you a question. Do you want to praise him? I love good praise, me. Huh?
Yes, sir.
While we praising, he going to give some answers. While we praising, he going to give some businessmen direction. Businesswoman. Y'all gonna get some direction. Why are we praying then? We're praying them now. Come on, let's go.